Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Playbook Morning Audio Briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Anna Palmer. First, a programming note. We've heard from many of you about wanting a longer morning audio briefing. That's why I'm excited to announce that we're extending it beyond 90 seconds to give you more playbook scoops and inside info that drives the day in Washington. Thanks for listening.
And now, on to the show. It's opening day. The Washington Nationals face off against the Miami Marlins at 1:05 p.m. at Nationals Park. Email us and let us know who's playing hooky.
Jared Kushner has got another major world problem on his already crowded plate. Kushner visited Iraq over the weekend after receiving an invite from the Joint Chiefs chairman.
The Financial Times landed an interview with Donald Trump. The big takeaway? Trump says he's ready to go it alone in North Korea. Trump also told the FT that governing is harder than he thought, but he doesn't have any regrets. Trump also re-upped the line that he would work with Democrats on healthcare if Republicans can't get to an agreement. Take that, House Republicans.
The New York Times has some juicy financial disclosure details looking at how Trump's aides made money off of conservative political groups. A couple of key numbers for water cooler talk. Don McGahn, Trump's White House counsel, made $2.4 million as a lawyer for groups like Americans for Prosperity. Mark Short, Trump's legislative affairs director, made $380,000 from groups like Susan B. Anthony's List and Club for Growth as a consultant. And Steve Bannon pulled in at least $500,000 working for entities linked to Robert Mercer and his daughter, Rebecca Mercer.
We've been saying this for months, but now the Associated Press has caught on. They say tax reform is going to be much more difficult than people have been saying. One thing everyone will be watching closely this week, Trump's Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is expected to be confirmed to the high court. Our own Sungmin Kim has the details on how Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is closing in on the numbers that would force Mitch McConnell to use the so-called nuclear option. Expect a lot of inside baseball drama on this all week.
In the juice, we've got Valerie Jarrett joining the Obama Foundation in a pro bono advisory capacity. She's expected to help with fundraising. And CNN is adding more contributors. April Ryan, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks, is joining as a political analyst. Lisa Monaco, the former Homeland Security and chief counterterrorism advisor to President Obama, has been named a CNN senior national security analyst. John Kirby, the former State Department and Pentagon spokesman, has been named a CNN military and diplomatic analyst. And Michael Hayden, the four-star general who was the director of the NSA and CIA, has been named a CNN national security analyst.
President Donald Trump is meeting with Egyptian President Sisi for much of the day. This afternoon, he'll meet with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Congress is in session this week, but lawmakers are not expected to take up the government funding fight. Instead, they'll save it for the last week of the month, just days before the government's slated to shut down. Join us tonight for the Playbook Pool National Championship Watch Party. We'll be gathering at 7:30 at Blackfin on I Street. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.